Okay, today we're going to learn Mishnayos Zayin and Ches of the sixth parak of Maseches Peah. So it says Mishnah Zayin. Kamash Yishma Sasayim Rushchacha. If you have a standing wheat, meaning we've been discussing Shichcha in terms of bundles, but there is, in addition to Shichchas HaOmer, there's also Shichchas HaKama. Shichchas HaKama means standing wheat that you forgot to harvest. So if you have a standing wheat that's contains the volume of two sa'o or more, and you forgot to harvest it, so ain't a shichcha. That's not going to be considered shichcha. That's too much to be shichcha. But ain't ba sasayim avilhiru uyolasu sasayim afilu hi shel tofach ronos akilu hi anava shel sa'orim. If let's say you have something that the uncut grain is doesn't have two sa of wheat, but the amount of space that uncut grain is taking up is large enough that had it been thicker, higher quality wheat, it would have been two sa. Even if it's uncut grain of a very low quality kind of grain, it's very scrawny and thin, like tofach, which the Bartanura says tofach is something that's a min kitnis, it's some type of bean or pea that's dak ma'od, that's very narrow and very scrawny. V'koren lo ba'aravi gilban, it's called gilban in Aravi, whatever that is. And we're talking, the Bartanura says, we're not talking about that you're actually growing tofach. We're talking about that what you're growing is sorim, you're growing barley. It's just that your barley is so shvach that it might as well be tofach, that it looks like tofach. But if you would have thicker barley growing in that area, it would have been sosayim. Then we view it ki'ilu yanovishal sorim. You view it as if it's full-sized barley kernels, and therefore it would have a din of sosayim, where it would not be shichcha. So basic halacha that the Mishnah tells me is that an area of standing grain that can hold sosayim of grain is, and you forget to harvest it, is not going to be shichcha. And even if it's an area that could hold two of standing grain, that's not going to be shichcha, even if indeed it holds less than two of standing grain. Then the Mishnah Ches tells us Hakama matzalas es haomer, that standing grain will prevent a bundle from becoming shichcha ve'es hakama, and it will also prevent other standing grain from being shichcha. Meaning, if you have standing grain that isn't shichcha and it's right next to a bundle that you had forgotten, that will prevent the bundle from being shichcha. If you have standing grain that isn't shichcha, that you haven't yet forgotten, is standing next to other standing grain that you had forgotten, it prevents the other standing grain from becoming shichcha. But haomer, if you have a bundle that you did not forget, it does not save a neighboring bundle from being shicha, nor neighboring standing grain from being shicha. What's an example of standing grain that will protect and that will save a bundle from being shicha? Kol sheina shicha afilu kelach echad. Anytime that any standing grain that it itself is not shicha, even if it's only a single stalk of grain. Meaning, how much standing grain that's not shicha do you need to have in order to save that which is next to it, the bundle that's right next to it, or the standing grain that's not next to it? Not very much at all. You only need to have a single stalk of standing grain. It doesn't have to be like a whole unharvested section of your field. A single stalk of grain that wasn't harvested, as long as it was, as you hadn't forgotten it, you just hadn't gotten to it yet, that would save any bundle or any uncut grain that's nearby, that's next to it, from becoming shichcha. This is Mishnah Ches. So just to summarize what we did today, a quick shiur today, Mishnah Zayin taught us that if there's an area of the field that contains two saw of grain, or at least could contain two saw of grain, then and you forgot to harvest it, that is not called shichcha. It's too large of an area to be shichcha. And Mishnah Ches taught us that if you have standing grain that was not forgotten, it will save a bundle, and it will save a neighboring standing grain from becoming shichcha, even if it's just a teeny tiny amount of standing grain that was not shichcha. It will still be able to save everything else from becoming shichcha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos Tes and Yud.